Hey there, and welcome to the Energetics of Emotional Eating Podcast. I'm Emily.
This is Jen.
This is your dynamic duo. Not really sure why I do that. I think I'm funny.
It's fun. It's fun to do that.
Oh my gosh, it's hilarious. Okay, well, we've got something new this week to talk about. And this is based off kind of what's been going on Facebook and what the people are talking about. Because I feel like...
You the people. We the people.
We the people.
Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. You the people. We the people. All the people. But we just felt like it might be something people need to hear. So Jen, can you tell us what we were talking about this morning?
We are talking about 5 ways to eat healthy on a budget. Because eating healthy does not have to break the bank. Now,
yes,
to clarify,
indeed.
It can break the bank, but it doesn't have to.
Yeah, for sure. So. Yeah, because, like, I mean, when I think healthy eating, or when I did, a few years ago or whatnot, I don't know.
Like weight loss diet are you thinking of? Or
like
maybe extreme plans?
I think when I came out of, when I came out of like my, I need a diet, do all that stuff. And I like started to recognize, okay, this is where freedom is and like whole foods and whatnot. I was still kind of in diet headspace and thought, okay, now I just need to get healthy processed foods or healthy packaged foods, which is more expensive. I mean, we see like things that we talked about a few episodes ago with like the package labels and looking for all that jazz.
Oh yeah, like what's in the diet foods.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's like there are some like what you would consider healthier diet foods. I mean, when we start looking for things free from whatever, you know, those are expensive packages.
And really quick, before we go any further, I just wanted to just point out that the reason that I think this is really important, because I always feel like it's helpful for people to understand the reason we're talking about it, or the why. Mm-hmm. Is that stress is what tends to lead us to struggle with our eating. Like, if you think about it, we talked about it before, but like when you're feeling really great and life's good and you're high vibe, you're feeling on top of the world or in control, you know, you're feeling good. That, if you think about it, is most likely not when you tend to struggle with emotional or binge eating, right? At least that's been my experience and the experience of the people I talk to. So we thought, well, because really quick, if you remember the whole balance thing, right? Like our body's always looking for balance. So the more balanced our life is, the less we're going to struggle with our eating, right? So we wanted to give you another way to create more balance in your life.
Yeah.
So.
Sure.
We wanted to look at what you can do, and like Emily said, I think it's all the specialty foods that make it so pricey. So.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
So should I go with the list?
Oh.
Or did you have some more things to say about it?
Oh, here. Okay, I'll say something first. Okay, so.
Okay.
So, yes, I think that's so wise of you to connect.
You. Mic drop.
Mic drop.
Just kidding. Go on.
But just connecting, just like our like all our aspects of life, because food is connected to our finances, and like it's not just like we're gonna be financially free over here and like not free from food, but I believe that like once we do find freedom in one area, it will transfer to the other area. And so like,
because it's all a mindset
thing. it is. And so like kind of what we're talking about this week, so I mean, I guess let's just define healthy eating. I mean, we've talked kind of about it before, but it's just like limiting the processed stuff, because And getting back to Whole Foods. So we've talked about shopping on the outside aisles before, because that's where that is. But I mean, really digging into what does Whole Foods mean? I mean, it's like whole versus processed. So when it's processed, things are taken out and things are put in. And so it's like they take out a lot of the nutrients and put in like fillers and stuff that make it taste better, have a better consistency, whatever it may be. And so, like, you have something to say?
I was just, like, I was thinking as you were saying that, that at least my instinct when I think processed is to think of, like, French fries or, like, from the, like, fast food joints. But I actually have started, I'm working on translating that to, like, packaged foods. Like, another way to say it, not, that, sorry, that was not correcting you, but just to, like, clarify in case people listening think of the same, like, processed foods, packaged foods, that's what we're talking about here, because what we may, as we talked about in a different episode that they, the listeners right now on might not have heard that one, the packaged foods that we may call healthy or those diet food things that we're thinking are good, they are processed because of what Emily's saying now.
Yeah. Nice clarification there. That's smart.
Thanks, lady.
Yeah. So, I mean, when we talk whole foods, I mean, you know, it's, we're all on our own journey, but we're talking like fruits and veggies, meats, some dairy to an extent, you know, legumes, nuts, seeds, whole grains. And, I mean, some of these are more processed than others, but it's just kind of getting to just buying those in general.
Back to basics.
Back to the basics. Because, like, you know, we actually need less when we do eat whole foods because they keep us fuller longer and they don't have the crap in them that processed foods do that make us, like, more addicted to them and want more. So,
because they're real food.
Because they're real. And so, just, like, keep that in mind. And I think Jen's got something good to share with us in regard to doing all of this. So, yeah.
Oh, it's the five steps,
the
right?
Five ways, steps.
Right? So, to be honest, I just kind of looked on the good old internet for, you know, to get the juices flowing. And so I actually found these 11 things that you, 11 ways to save, basically. But if I'm really honest, I don't really do all of them, so I don't want to share them all with you. Well, okay, actually, I'm going to read the list really quick because I want to say something really quick, and that is that the reason that I don't do all these things is because some of them is because I've learned about myself that if I do too many things too fast, by the way, this is a human condition, not just a Jen thing, then I actually quit because it's like overwhelming and it's too many changes at all at the same time. And so I am just going to own the fact that I don't do all of these and it's intentional because it overwhelms me. So actually it works way better for me to choose the, like if I have a list of things that would help me, right? With any topic this is, but when it comes to saving money, it actually works better to like pick from that list or from your ideas the one or couple of things that do work for you and slowly but surely establish a new habit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So with that being said, I'm going to read all of them to you because it will give you ideas as listeners to actually implement what we're talking about. And then I'm going to tell you the five that are my favorite, like the ones that actually work for me at this point in time. Does that make sense? So
yeah,
here we go. So number one, buy in bulk. Number two, seasonal produce. Then we've got frozen vegetables and fruits, planning meals, cooking at home, limiting processed foods, compare prices, discounts and coupons, use your leftovers, protein alternatives, and water as your main beverage. So the five ways that I wanted to share with you or decided that I would kind of focus on more is planning meals. I know for sure that looking ahead and planning. I'm not saying that it works for me necessarily to say, okay, on Monday I'm going to have chili and on Tuesday I'm going to, you know, but to have some options for meals, like jotted down, that helps me a lot. Mm-hmm. So that I can then, the next one is buy in bulk. So instead of buying packaged foods, like Emily was talking about, I can make sure I've got like my bag of lentils or my bag of split peas or my eggs and those things that I can actually pull out when I'm ready to make my healthy meal. Okay, and then frozen fruits and veggies. That's a really big one, because not that y'all need to know this, but I know it is easy to overbuy fresh produce, but if I have the frozen stuff available, I actually use more of it. And then limit packaged foods. So I, full transparency, actually do buy packaged foods, but I work on using them less, if that makes sense. Because it's like, for me, it's setting myself up for failure to be like, I'm not going to eat any packaged foods. Then I just eventually cave and buy and end up using all packaged foods. So, yeah. Or mostly packaged foods. Okay. And then I think this is a big one, but actually using leftovers. So that kind of goes along with the planning of the meals, or the thinking ahead more, I guess. Because if we get going too fast and get busy, then we forget to use our leftovers, and then we just end up throwing a bunch of food away. Mm-hmm. So that's what I've got. How about you? You got anything to say about that?
I mean, you summed it up. One thing that I did find that helps me like a lot as well is just making a list before I go, because if I don't know what I'm buying in the store, I tend to wander. And we were talking about this earlier, of how if we don't have that, we kind of panic in the store and we end up walking around every aisle just to get some kind of inspiration or whatnot, and then we just buy too many things.
Yep.
And so if we're not clear on what we want before we go there, we're not going to be in and out like that, and we're going to end up spending more than we want. So that is very helpful. And also, just not shopping when you're hungry, because that always does me bad in the store. I'm like, I'm hungry now, and I want to make this, and I want these snacks, blah, 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 blah. And I'm sure we all get that. So those help as well. So anyway, I think that about sums it up. Jen, you have anything else to add?
I think that if you take what we talked about here that actually works, the things that work for you, and leave the rest, then you will be most successful.
Most successful. And what should our listeners do at this point?
Oh, if you found this helpful and you are really wanting to make changes in your life, I am currently offering a free clarity call. So what that is a free coaching session where we'd hop on a Zoom call and chat about what's been going on for you and where you want to go, and we'll choose the most important step for you to take next so that you can make great strides towards your goal. And then I can share with you a couple of offers I've got of how we could work together if that is something you're interested in. Otherwise, I hope you have a great day. Thanks for listening.
And we'll talk to you next week. Ta-ta.
Toodles.